Hey the Bear, how's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Defeat is no longer an option. It is victory. We stand. We rise.
KCNR 1460.
Good morning, Jeffersonian.
How are we doing this morning?
It's Sunday again. That means you get to listen to us for a whole hour.
Yay!
It's been a busy week in the state of Jefferson.
It's been a very busy week.
Yes.
But it's been a good one.
It definitely has. And it's raining today, so it's nice and cool. And it feels like winter.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a novel idea. Winter and winter.
Winter and winter time. You know, I'd sure like to see some snow up top, though, especially
yeah.
for Mount Shasta Ski Park.
Yeah.
I
we were told this morning by our producer that they ended up closing it.
Yeah.
Until they get some snow up
there. I got a brother-in-law that's very disappointed by that.
So mm-hmm.
He comes over two or three times a year usually to ski, and it's messing up his skiing this year.
Ooh.
So.
That stinks.
So, what has the state of Jefferson been up to this last week?
Well, I do believe it was Declaration Day.
It was, in Sacramento.
And we all know that you guys were there.
Yeah, how many people
right?
were there?
Right? Raise your hands.
Yeah. It was a very good day. Three more counties went into the legislative record.
And I see that would have been Tehama,
Glenn.
Yuba, and Glenn.
Yep.
Yep.
And Sutter is ready to go. They were just finishing up their paperwork. They will be going in with the next batch. We're expecting a couple more positive votes here very, very directly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for a movement that was never going to go anywhere, we're rolling right along. You know?
That's the part that kills me, though, is people are like, oh, this will never happen.
Well, I think what a lot of people fail to miscalculate is there's a lot of people out there that have just stuck their head in the sand and they don't want to engage in it. They're still repeating the same nonsense. Over and over, and you know, one of the big ones that we're still getting hit on, it's financially dead on arrival. It's never going to make it. Obviously, you have not gone and looked at the finances. You're going to go out
of
your...
Well, it does take a lot to go find those. I mean, you have to turn on your computer, pull up a browser, and type in jeffersondeclaration.net/finances, mm-hmm. or just click on the finance tab. I mean, that's a lot of clicking and a lot of typing. But, you know, if you have the fortitude, Jeffersonians, to do those few small steps, you can go look yourself.
And these aren't pie-in-the-sky numbers that we pulled out of nowhere. They've been verified by bankers, by economists, by Board of Supervisor members, by county accountants. You know, the counties themselves have looked at these numbers and gone, these are absolutely right. And we've shown them exactly how much they're losing. For example, here in Shasta County, we're losing over $500 million a year to the state of California. That's money that we could be investing into our community, into our police officers, into our schools, into things that we could be doing to help generate and kickstart our economy. And I think that is one of the reasons that the state of Jefferson has been so successful and has gained so much momentum and managed to get six counties on board now is that they see it as a solution They see it as a positive. They see we can affect change. We can start to restore ourselves. We can bring people together. We can get ourselves back up on our feet. In essence, the state of Jefferson is hope. Because they see the damage that's been done to our economy through over-regulation and different things, and they understand we absolutely can fix it and restore ourselves to being the crown jewel of the West Coast like we used to be.
Yeah.
You know, and to me it's kind of nonsensical that people so vehemently and angrily attack us because we want to affect change, because we want to improve the future for our country and for our children, and we want to improve the economy. We want to get our people back up on their feet. We want to do good things to help our community. And there's these people basically that are trolls that attack us for that. And for those of you not familiar with the term troll, there's through the development of internet chat boards and things like this, there are people that will go on to the internet and things like newspaper article online and things like that, and will do nothing but attack and attack and attack. They're called trolls. Mm-hmm. And we run into quite a bit of that. And to attack solutions, to attack people wanting to affect positive change, it's kind of silly. And, you know, one of the beautiful things about Jefferson is if you look outside of it, and look at what's going on in the state of Jefferson, all 20 counties, the positive reaction and the different groups that have been brought together to affect this change and make this thing happen. It's beautiful. It's a coming together of the people. It's the people finally standing up and becoming community again.
Yeah.
And that's a fantastic thing.
And I think that's a major part of the state of Jefferson movement, actually, is this idea of community and identity.
Yeah, it is.
Which is actually a very interesting topic, because in our local rag that is published once a day, there was a letter in there from a gentleman named Rocky Slaughter, and he said that the Sage Jefferson Movement has accomplished two important things, one being establishing an identity for the North State, which we have. We've mm-hmm. always have that. Well, that's the key, is we've always had that identity.
Yeah, I think
we're just actually really, really proud to have it now. We've revived it. And we do create a platform of regular meetings and all this. But the thing that just makes my blood boil is the fact that he goes on to say that we're economically dead on arrival.
Well, he obviously hasn't taken the time to research it.
I know. And that's where when you talk to your local leaders out there, like, we were down for Declaration Day. We got to talk to a lot of leaders, including mm-hmm. Brian Daly. Unfortunately, Nielsen was...
We now have a legislative caucus that is going to support legislation for the state of Jefferson.
We do.
It's happening.
Read these financials. We've handed these financials. I know Daly on Fox 40 said that he wants to see them actually again. Mm-hmm. So we're going to send them down again, and we're going to talk to him about it. And at the end of the day, he's going to be just like, oh, who was the supervisors that Steve Baird was talking to? And they go, your numbers are straight up on... I mean, they're right.
That was Placer County Board of Supervisors.
So if an entire Board of Supervisors in a county that you can't claim is backwoods or whatever mm-hmm. is saying that, obviously the numbers
are right.
Are right.
We have done so much research. Saying that. Because the thing to remember is the state of Jefferson is we don't get that opportunity to get it wrong.
We don't.
You have one chance. Yeah, you've got one chance. We don't get to fumble the football or throw an interception. We have to be absolutely right about everything we say, and we have to back it up. And we're prepared to do that. We've done that since the beginning. And at the end of the day, it's working.
Yeah.
You know, we've been assured that the numbers in the federal Congress look good.
Mm-hmm.
We now have a caucus in the state legislature that will support legislation for us.
Yep.
We have legislators that will write the separation legislation for us. We have 6 counties on board. We're looking at 4 more coming on board directly. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. It's the state of Jefferson's happening, and you better begin to prepare yourself for that reality. And going back to the Rocky Slaughter piece, one thing I would like to address is they say that they want to get involved in their community, that they want to stand up, that they recognize that there is problems in our community, and thank God. I mean,
it's about time somebody realized that something's wrong.
Yeah, we've been
good job. Welcome to the boat,
we've been
buddy.
Out here. Yeah, we've been out here fighting the fight, trying to get our people back up. And, you know, you say that you want to stand up and find solutions. Good. Thank you. Welcome to the party. Let's get together and let's figure some of these things out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find a way to get our community back up. And
yeah.
One of the things that bothers me the most here locally is we hold all of these town halls and these different discussions, and there are all of these wonderful, amazing solutions and ideas that come out of our community.
Yeah.
And our local leaders fail to act on them.
Yeah.
I mean, name one thing that our local community has come up with that our local leaders have done anything with. And there's been some amazing ideas. They won't even investigate them. They won't even look into them. They just want to beat the drum and continue with business as usual.
That's because we're not on the cocktail circuit.
Well, I, you know, there.
Because we don't do that kind of stuff.
I guess. It's, you know, and I, it is. It's going to take the community to affect the change.
Yeah.
It's going to take local leaders. It's going to take people like Rocky Slaughter to stand up and say, hey, I'm looking around and I hate watching what's happening to my community and I want to do something. I want to affect change. I want to get people together. Let's find some solutions and get this turned around. And I compliment him on that. Yeah. Right on, man.
Put your money where your mouth is and let's go.
Let's get it done. You know,
yeah.
And people can sit down across from a table and hammer things out and let's find some viable solutions, because it makes me sick watching what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, this used to be such a wonderful place to live, and it can be again.
Yeah.
It can. We can find these answers.
Exactly. And you know, going back to the article, he said that Reading's most valuable export is highly qualified high school students.
Well, there's some truth to that. That's
there
one
is.
Of the things that we've
but
been
I think
preaching.
That's part of our problem here in Shasta County is we've lost industry, we've lost manufacturing, we've lost our ability to work the land as we need to, and so our only commodity is sending our children away.
That's true.
I mean, you've got to be kidding me. We have to have something more than that to bring them back, because if we want them to come back, what are they coming back to? I'm one of those high school students who went to college and came back and is probably leaving again because there's nothing here. You know, if you want your kids to come back, give them something to come back to. And we're going to talk about different mm-hmm. things like that, but we're going to have to run off to our first break.
Yeah.
We're going to be rolling. So if you want to call in, if you have ideas on how to bring those kids back, how to bring industry back without the state of Jefferson, we love to hear those ideas, too.
We need elected officials that will get the government out of our way, out of business's way,
and let us
go back to work. Just get out of the way. We'll do it ourselves. We're Americans. We don't need anybody's help. We just need you out of the way.
Robert, you're not being positive enough. I'll work on him. You can call in at 605-4567 or visit us online in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
Chris, Second Tuesday meets at the Cottonwood Eatery, February 10th.
You know, I lost a big cottonwood tree in the fire last year.
Okay. Not sure what that has to do with our dinner at that great little eatery in Cottonwood.
Just saying. So don't they have great homestyle dinners and great desserts?
Yes, they do. Won't you please join us Tuesday, February 10th for great food and good company at the Cottonwood Eatery on Front Street in Cottonwood. And 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society to help us continue to support the abused and homeless animals. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Attention all brides-to-be, if you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way. On Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. Over 150 professionals from caterers, florists, DJs, venues, officiates, wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, tuxedos, wedding cakes, and much more. If you're just getting started, what better way to plan that special day than to have everything you'll need under one roof? There's always something new and exciting at the wedding show, and you could win a special honeymoon trip. So gather up your bridal party and head down to the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, February 8th at Simpson University Event Center on Shasta View Drive. For more information, call 223-3868. It's the wedding show of the year.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and all the hardworking crew would like to thank you for another successful year. If you're one of those who's already filled your tank, great. If not, you need to do so. Kathy has another load of forklift bottles and barbecue tanks just came into the Redding plant, so stop and see Gary. In Corning, half mile east of I-5, Robin has CFN and Visa card lock for all the trucks and cars 24/7. Tractor hydraulic, motor oils, and 5-gallon pails. In Weaverville, Joe's been busy with customers picking up kerosene at the plant, and he's also a CFN Visa card lock 24/7 for cars and trucks, and he can fill your propane bottle. The Sierra Cascade Logging Conference and Equipment Show is coming up again in February 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Anderson District Fairgrounds. So bring the kids. As always, it's free. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Rabobank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I love it. Who is that? What song is this?
That's Todd Rundgren's Bang the Drum All Day.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Good stuff, huh?
That's really funny. I really like that. All right, welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where our bumper music is awesome.
Yep, best there is. All right, well, we got Terry on the phone here.
We
He's
going
to give us an update with the plethora of things that are going on with the state of Jefferson.
Good morning, Terry. How are you today?
Hey, how are you guys doing? Boy, you just got me on audio. I didn't hear anything.
Oh, well, it was great bumper music. Sorry you missed it.
No.
You have to go back and podcast and archive this.
There you go. Anyway, just to bring you up to date on what we're doing, Monday night we have a small town hall and a committee meeting with Lassen County and Plumas County in Chester. That'll be at 6 o'clock at the theater there, the movie theater in Chester. Called the Mount Lassen Theater.
Hey,
thanks,
Sally.
Hi, Sally.
And that'll be at 6 o'clock. Then the next morning we get up and we head for Quincy, and we will be going in front of the Board of Supervisors, who
right
will be
on.
Discussing and placing action on a declaration to withdraw from the state of California and join the state of Jefferson. That's about 1 o'clock on Tuesday. Then Tuesday afternoon, Steve Baird, no relation to Mark, we'll be presenting to the board of the city council in Colusa. He will be talking to them about finances. I think I better say that again. Finances.
What was that again?
Finances.
Finance. Oh, okay.
And
is
and
that money?
He will be going through all that. And as Red correctly pointed out, it was actually Lake County. But when Steve Baird went ahead and talked to Lake County, actually in their own study, they found out that they'd have $2 million more than what Steve said. So in essence, this whole economic thing to me is really comical in regards to that this young man who writes this article says that he knows more than the Legislative Analysis Office of California, and his facts are better than 6 boards of supervisors and 4 more that we're going to be speaking to, that these folks don't know anything about economics. And even Brian Daly is waiting to talk with Steve Baird and go over the economics. By the way, that LAO report doesn't include Placer, El Dorado, and some of the counties that are actually much more viable. So there's actually more money there than what the LAO report said. To me, I mean, this stuff is just getting to the point of how do we spew nonsense and not have facts behind them? It's sort of like, you know, well, gosh, the Tea Party's shrinking and Jefferson doesn't work and this is happening and that's happening. And you get a newspaper that arguably on Monday mornings I've had cigars that are bigger. And, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, it really is almost comical. And I'm very thankful for the for what we have in the media with the Shasta Lantern and you guys and the radio programs. And February the 1st, there's going to be a media blitz that will knock your socks off. That's starting February 1st, and that's as much as I can say about that.
Excellent, excellent.
Excellent. Yeah, we're pretty excited about a lot of the things that are upcoming and a lot that's going on. And like you said, it's a lack of engagement. I mean, people are willing to attack, but they're not willing to investigate what they're attacking. And just to repeat the same tripe and the same diatribe and not even go and look. I mean, if you believe that the state of Jefferson's DOA, go look at our numbers, come at our numbers, and refute them. Tell us where we're wrong.
Come head on. Come on.
Yeah, come at me, bro.
We like playing.
Yeah, again, it's pretty insane, you know, and the stuff, I mean, what California money? I mean, you know, as we've talked about 100 times, this gas tax that could go up as high as 80 cents a gallon isn't aimed at, you know, my daughter and son-in-law who live in the Bay Area who take BART everywhere. It's aimed at the folks that have to drive, you know, 10 minutes to get their mail. It's based on the folks that have to drive, and that's the people up in Northern California, as is the fire tax. We spent the day with Fred Kelly Grant yesterday, and, you know, he is amazed at some of the thinking.
Would that be that the conservative property rights attorney that voted for Barack Obama twice?
Well, the nice thing is it shows you people can change, doesn't it? Well, maybe this character who wrote this article, you know, maybe once he gets into facts, I mean, he must be some businessman or something, I guess.
I believe he is.
Yeah. And I would mention the name of his company, but he hasn't paid me, filthy capitalist that I am, so I won't mention his business on the air without any
point
money.
Point being is that you hit the nail on the head, you two. You know, let's go after the facts, and let's really, you know, put down in black and white really what's going on, not just hype and hypothetical.
But at the same time, I compliment him in his desire to want to see positive change in his community.
Agreed.
Although I would caution him on belittling other people's ideas by saying that we're belittling his. You know,
agreed.
I probably wouldn't go that route with it.
No, and I think that, you know, and you guys hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's really true. I mean, we do need to pull communities together, but you know, it's always the dreamers that people say that it's impossible to do are the ones that make the changes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look through history.
Well, yeah, the world used to be flat, don't you know?
Oh, it's not.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't have enough money to get out of California.
All right, you two. Great program, and we also are having a town hall in Redding, California, at the Senior Center on February the 22nd at 2 p.m. And you'll hear more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. The drum keeps beating.
It does.
You know, and good stuff. So And then you want to talk a little bit about Sacramento and how that went and the positive direction that was going on with that?
That was pretty amazing. We had 200 people that showed up. Fox 40 did an absolutely wonderful coverage on that. We did an interview with Reason TV. Mm-hmm. Mark went in to the Secretary of State, handed in the three declarations. They got entered into the record. He went to the Senate pro tem and the pro tem for the Assembly, ditto. He had a meeting with the Assembly Minority Leader. That was very positive. We had legislators come out and talk with us. Our friend James Gallagher and his staff came out sporting a Jefferson pin. Mm-hmm. Basically, these guys are for the state of Jefferson. We had a very positive response. We had 20 teams go in. Each one of those teams of two would go into either an assemblyman's office or a state senator's office. They delivered a hand packet of information, chatted with them, and a lot of them had their pictures taken, which was a lot of fun. So we talked to every single assemblyman and every single senator's office in Sacramento. They know we're not going anywhere. They know that this is something that's going to happen, and there will be a situation someday where we will have the state of Jefferson. There's no question about that. And why somebody isn't for liberty and more representation is beyond me.
Would attack it, openly attack the concept of I want a bigger voice in my government.
Yeah. Don't know, my friend.
Yeah. And, you know, to point it out, there are legislative champions like James Gallagher that are coming forward and have been useful. And, I, you know, to me, James Gallagher represents a very positive And, you know, it is
now
an example of the...
Now, that's a young person with a good head on his shoulders.
Yeah, is the young leadership that's coming to the forefront that's going to get this thing turned around. You know, it's guys like James Gallagher that need our support, absolutely, that is in the fight, that is in the fight for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And wants to see...
And his background really plays a lot into that, because for those of you who don't know, James Gallagher did his master's thesis on apportionment cases, most specifically Reynolds v. Sims. So when we talk about apportionment and our right to vote and our dilution of the vote, mm-hmm. he was sitting there just going, yeah, somebody's finally saying it. And so I think that we've also given him the platform, too, to be able to go after that, which he of mm-hmm. course, loved in law school, which was apportionment cases.
Yeah. And so. we have a duty. We have a duty to keep our legislative officials responsible to the people. And we also have a right to defend the people that are doing what they're supposed to do for the people.
Yeah.
Not only do we have to hold them accountable, but we have to defend them and close ranks around them when they are doing what they are and they're catching flack from the wrong side.
We had a couple of people that staff members came out, and they had little flags they were waving for Jefferson.
Love it.
I mean, you know, the thing is that it's just, I guess, you know, after a while, it just gets to be nonsense when people spew things without having any facts. I mean, come on, man, just get the facts straight. At least get something straight. And, you know, what a lot of folks are, you know, what some of these folks are saying is that that there are, you know, at least at this point, 10 boards of supervisors in populations and counties that don't know what they're talking about, and these people that discuss this stuff do know what they're talking about. I mean, how does that work?
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I've always found very interesting is you don't have to have a master's degree in something or a PhD in something to be intelligent about it and passionate about what you know. And a lot of times I think we put too much emphasis on certain types of business owners or certain types of intellectuals, and we will prefer to listen to them rather than people who actually spend 40 to 60 hours a week studying these things, like the finances and the history and how the process works and all this. And we tend to belittle them when we really shouldn't. We should
sleep this stuff.
Yeah, and we have
and we
a lot of
those. And we don't want to export our high school students. Do we want to export them?
No.
No,
we don't.
But we've got to cut ourselves into our next break.
Oh, yeah.
And then continue to beat that drum.
Okay, you two. You guys are fantastic. Great show. And have a wonderful day and keep fighting the fight, kids.
Indeed.
Right. We will.
Any of you listeners out there were down at Sacramento this past Thursday and you want to tell a little bit about what your feelings were down there, what you saw, what you heard, anything like that for the good of the order, if you can call in at 605-4567, we'd greatly appreciate it. And you can visit us online, as always, in our super lively, super fun chat room at kcnr1460.com.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I, and all the hardworking crew, would like to thank you for another successful year. If you're one of those who's already filled your tank, great. If not, you need to do so.
Kathy has another load of forklift bottles and barbecue tanks just came into the Redding plant, so stop and see Gary. In Corning, half mile east of I-5, Robin has CFN and Visa card lock for all the trucks and cars 24/7. Tractor hydraulic, motor oils, and 5-gallon pails. In Weaverville, Joe's been busy with customers picking up kerosene at the plant, and he's also a CFN Visa card lock 24/7 for cars and trucks, and he can fill your propane bottle. The Sierra Cascade Logging Conference and Equipment Show is coming up again in February 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Anderson District Fairgrounds. So bring the kids. As always, it's free. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back, Jeffersonians. Again, the greatest bumper music in the world.
Yep.
We were just talking about Declaration Day last Thursday, about really what went on down there and all that, and talked about some other stuff too. I don't remember. It's been half an hour.
Has it?
It's been half an hour. But yeah, I thought that the Declaration Day went really, really well.
It was. It was a good time, yeah. as always. You know, I had one minor kind of thing. We weren't allowed on the Capitol steps with our flag poles.
I know.
Because we were told that those could be considered weapons.
Yeah.
Do those guys have any idea how many people were armed on those Capitol steps?
Well, I look over to Jenny Rapini, who organized it. And I'm wearing the hat that I was actually wearing down there. And it says, because a cop won't fit in my purse.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, Jenny, look at my hat. They're worried about polls. They really need to get their their priorities in line here.
It was probably the safest spot in Sacramento to be.
It probably was. But yeah, that was really strange because they said last April there was an Occupy Wall Street or Occupy Movement
Occupy
or whatever
movement, yeah.
There that used the polls as weapons. But we were there in August and they said nothing. And yet they say it this time. And I mean, if we're on the same level as Occupy, where's your priorities, right?
Now, before you go picking on Occupy too much.
Well, I'm not picking on them. I'm just saying that
there is a lot of good evidence that Occupy movements get hijacked by agitators.
Well, that's true, but no Jefferson movement has thus far. That's what I'm saying.
Well, we all got guns.
Hence, you know, being the safest place wherever we go. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying is, you know, we haven't had issues with that, so it's very interesting that, you know, they would freak out this time and not last time.
Yeah. But that's my little snivel, my little really. Come on.
But we did get a kick out of it. We were joking about it all afternoon and the ride back up. And on the bus, I'm sure they were giggling about it too.
I almost wanted to start sword fighting right there on the Capitol steps with a couple of flagpoles. You know, like I said, sometimes I'm like a 2-year-old. I can't help myself.
That's funny. All right. We do have a caller. Good morning, Don. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great.
Excellent.
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
With all the liberals we have on the supervisors and the Redding City Council, we need to form a pact to try and find people who want to run for office who can get funding that way. If we have a pact to fund them, that would help them against the liberal funding. And I believe that's what we need to get Shasta County on board.
Well, for us, as always, we are nonpartisan. It's you either want representation and to do good by the people or you don't. And as for collecting funds for campaigns and things like that, there are definitely some things that are in the works that are in the movement. Some things that we're not going to openly speak about, you know. But we definitely appreciate that suggestion. And yeah. We completely agree. One of our goals is that there will not be a single office in Shasta County the next election cycle that anybody runs unopposed.
Amen.
We will have a candidate.
That one drives
me
nuts.
For everyone.
Yeah.
I do appreciate it. Thank you very much for letting me on.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that really bothered me this last election, because we had pretty good turnout here in Shasta County. Mm-hmm. I think we had something like 60% of people who were registered to vote actually did vote.
I don't remember the exact totals.
But it was somewhere around there. You know, it was over half.
Well, it just proof evident again, people in the North State care.
Yeah.
They really do.
But we need more people to run. And that's the mm-hmm. part that really bothered me, is like you have, I think Kehoe ran unopposed and Giacomimi.
No, she's next cycle. It was Les Baugh and Kehoe on Board of Supervisors.
Okay.
So, but no, we will literally be going after everything. Okay.
Good.
Water board, fire districts,
school districts,
Board of Supervisor seats, city council seats.
Yeah.
We're coming after everything because we want to see positive representation sitting there representing the people. And
well, to have representation, you have to have option.
We don't care, Republican, Libertarian, Democrat. We don't care. If you are willing to support the will of the people and do the work of the people, we're going to back you.
Yeah.
We're going to give you everything we have. And, it, you know, a lot of there was an article about how I stated that we got our teeth kicked in on the last election. And we did. And it wasn't because of a lack of ability. It's we had a lot going on internally. We had a lot of things that are changing.
Yeah.
And that are coalescing and now coming together and forming a foundation.
Yeah.
And now that it's we're going to come out lean and mean. And we're not even going to hide. Yeah. From it, we're coming after it.
Well, that's the thing I think a lot of people tend to forget is when you play a basketball game, it's just a game. You still mm-hmm. have the rest of the tournament and the rest of the season. This isn't just, oh, they lost the last election cycle. Yeah. Isn't the Tea Party dead?
Yeah,
what?
Baseball game, your baseball season is 162 games long.
Yeah. I mean, so if you lose 10 and it's the first 10 games of the season, does that mean you're dead and you're not going to play anymore?
Mm-mm.
No, it just means you get your act together and you get back in the game.
And I would like to remind everybody, historically, if you look at politically voting, Redding, California is consistently 2 years behind the national norm. Did you see what happened nationally?
Were you watching?
Were you watching? But that's, you know, and Don is right. We needed to be more effective, and there was a lot going on that limited our effectiveness. And lesson learned, it's not going to happen again. You better get ready for a dogfight.
Yeah.
Because it's coming. Well, and like we said, it doesn't matter. Do you support adherence to the Constitution?
You mean that document that's too vague to be enforced?
Yeah, that one.
That one.
Fiscal responsibility mm-hmm. and limited government. If we can agree on those three things, I don't care about the rest.
Yeah.
I don't. You know, do you support the voice of the people? Do you support restoring representation so that you can have some control and effect in your own community? I don't care about the rest.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Those are the fundamental things that we have to get back to. And we can go back to arguing over the little nonsense over beer again. But first, we have to get back to the fundamentals of restoring responsiveness of our government to the people. It's not responsive to the people now.
It's really not. And that, you know, you always look back and you go, how did we get to this point? Well, I think a lot of it started in 1964.
Well?
With Reynolds v. Sims. I mean, the second that the rural people of the United States lost their right to community,
mm-hmm.
you lost your right to representation, you lost your right to an actual weighted vote. And that's where, you know, you see a lot of the problems. That's where you see 30 representatives in L.A. and
mm-hmm.
five in the entire North
well, that's,
State.
Well, we've been run over, and it's cost us 72% of our economy. It's even the people that say that they're opposed to the state of Jefferson are acknowledging the same things that we are. Our young people are fleeing the area. Our economy is downtrodden. You know, all of these different things, and we absolutely can fix it. We have a way to fix it. We have solutions to fix it.
Yeah.
And it's we're moving in a positive direction.
Are you sure? Because that article said that we're nothing but nanny naysayers and we're negative and all that other mean stuff.
I'm one of the most positive people I've ever met. Henri.
Henri's definitely a word for it. I'm waiting for the chat room to just explode with comments about Robert.
I'm Henri, but I'm positive.
Yeah.
So, positively funny. What? I don't know.
Positively insane. What was it that you wanted to do your first night there in SAC?
Can I say that on the radio?
It was funny, too, because as my parents and I were driving back to their place, my dad goes, you know, he's the kind of personality that probably would do that.
I would.
I'm like, yeah.
Well, they were, you know, I was asked if I would speak in Sacramento or was suggested, and I said, what are you talking about? I'm coming down here. We've done all of this work. Today's kind of a culmination of that work.
Yeah.
You know, I intend on being drunk by noon, and I'm going to streak Sacramento with the state of Jefferson painted on my butt. And I'm going to run right down Main Street and enjoy myself. I'll see you guys in a couple days when I get out.
And since, you know, the newspapers didn't print anything like that with any fuzzies or anything, Robert was contained. We taped him to a tree.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. The Christmas tree, where they were taking the lights off.
They held me back with their dangerous flagpoles.
Yes. They were good for something. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
All right. Should we roll off to a break real quick? Because it is 8:45.
It is. And
I think we should.
Yep. And I want to mention to everybody, go to standandfightclub.inc.
Yes.
Or standandfightclubinc.com.
There you go.
Check it out. There's some wonderful things that are going on in the carb fight. Anybody involved in that, you know how insidious it is. You know the destruction that it's wreaking in your own neighborhoods.
And it affects every single one of you.
Everything you touch. It's tax on the air that you breathe. It's crushing our transportation industry. Go to Stand and Fight Club Inc. or standandfightclubinc.com. Check it out. There's some fantastic things going on with that. And with that, we will roll off to a break.
Indeed. You can call in at 605-4567 or visit us online in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. Within times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com. Your car, I said, stand up. Have you ever been there? Stand up. I did.
Testify. Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where we stand up every single Sunday. And speaking of standing up, Sovereign Minds, they're not dead either. They just walked in. So,
really?
So they're still alive, yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, maybe we're The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead. Well, you know, that's a real popular
show. Which would be one of the most popular shows that there is. That's what it is. The Tea Party has become The Walking Dead. And we are beloved by all.
We are beloved. Yeah, we wish. Oh, that's funny. Oh. Yeah, speaking of standing up, I do want to plug the Stand and Fight Club, Inc.com, mm-hmm. one more time in case people didn't catch it.
And for those of it that don't miss it, there was a huge decision in Glenn County. There's a group down there that is seeking an injunction against CARB and the retrofit particular filters that's going on to diesel trucks because they're causing fires. They're causing fires on trucks. They're causing fire on school buses that your kids ride to school.
And every school bus in the state has one of these stupid little filters on it.
They're dangerous.
Yeah.
Because basically what it is it collects soot, okay?
Yeah.
And then the engine kicks in and superheats the soot to burn it off. For those of you in the North State that are familiar with a chimney, it's basically a chimney fire on top of your engine.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And CARB was seeking to have that petition for an injunction thrown out.
Yep.
Judge said absolutely not. There's evidence here. We're moving forward on it. And then they had a hearing Friday. And that is moving forward. We're awaiting the judge's decision.
Excellent.
But also here in the city of Reading, the coordination committee has filed a petition of coordination basically with CARB saying that you have failed to coordinate, you have failed to sit down with local leaders.
You have failed the city.
You have failed to take into account the human environment and the effects that you're having upon it economically and everything else. And you're basically endangering people. And there will be a hearing held January 30th and 31st in the Reading City Hall. It's an open public hearing. There's going to be all kinds of testimony and basically seeking to bring CARB to heel and make them coordinate.
Amen.
So
it's about time.
You know, when we were down there in Sacramento taking a look at, their clean air, I had my hat out the window. I was trying to catch carbon credits.
He really did too. He stuck his hat out the window. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I was trying to catch carbon credits and bring them back so I can sell them in auction.
You know, this being California, you probably broke a law while doing that.
Is it illegal to grab carbon credits?
Well, you stuck an item out the window of your vehicle, so that's got to be illegal. And then you were stealing the carbon credits of the city.
A lot better than what I usually hang out the window.
But I'm trying to remember. There was a statistic that I heard about CARB saying that over the next 50 years or something like that, these filters would only stop approximately 8 cases of cancer total.
Well,
I heard something to that effect. Is that how
there's two trains of thought on CARB. Okay. And there's the one train of thought from California Air Resources Board that says all these diesel particulates are killing everybody. They're killing hundreds of thousands of people.
Uh-huh.
We have to put a stop to it, and we will not show you the science to back it up. And then there's another train of thought from scientists out of UCLA that says this is absolutely nonsense. There is absolutely
from UCLA.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's no connection to diesel particulates and cancer or heart disease or emphysema or any of this. And here's years worth of study that has been vetted and attacked by everybody and been found to be absolutely true. Here's our proof. And that's the two thoughts that you have on CARB. So you have the legislative, you have the CARB people that are making millions of dollars to fund their agency, that are funneling money out of citizens to give money to things like high-speed rail, things like this, who absolutely refuse to produce so much as a single shred of evidence.
Yep.
And then you have the guys over here that have mountains of evidence and say it's absolute nonsense.
You decide.
Yeah.
We'll leave that up to you, the people, to figure that one out.
Is this a giant environmental Ponzi scheme that endangers citizens? Or is this absolutely necessary because we're all choking to death from diesel particulate fumes?
Yeah.
So.
And it looks like we do have a caller. And it looks like it is Gary from Reading. Good morning, Gary. How are you doing today? Uh-oh.
Did we lose him?
Is there...
Apparently we did. Stand by. We'll try to get him back.
All right. He'll probably call back in
here. He'll probably call back in then. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's...
Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. Is Gary, are you there now? Nope.
No.
All right. We'll call back.
Okay. Call back, Gary. We'll put you back on. We got a few minutes.
You know, and it's absolutely one of those fights that's vital that we continue to fight.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that we got to stand up and get engaged.
Stand up.
Well, it touches every
on
part
January
of our 30 economy.
And, 31st.
And it's beginning to touch even just average citizens now. It's affecting the price of your fuel at the pump. It's affecting every product that you buy.
Well, I went to Winco to go grocery shopping, and everything, almost everything, went up 30 cents. 30 cents. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. This adds up.
Yeah, fuel.
Well, the fuel keeps going down because they're trying to put the frackers out of business.
Well, but the fuel is going to be
skyrocket afterwards. Oh my goodness! Yeah.
So there's a lot going on with the petrodollar and deflation and but Sovereign Minds will be getting into that.
Yeah, they do all that. So you have to continue listening after the show. But it looks like Gary's back on. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
There's Gary.
You dropped me, and we did have a fine time in Sacramento, and thanks to the both of you and our fearless leaders for ramrodding what we're doing with the state of Jefferson. Regarding the particulate matter and school buses that are future rolling crematoriums, you cannot emphasize it enough, and please do it every show. In every presentation we've done regarding Common Core, we've mentioned the particulate mufflers and just what I've said about the school buses and the school board's eyes. It's deer in the headlights. They have no clue what we're talking about, and you can't emphasize enough. And one of our presenters said, what will you do if that happens? So far, of course, they don't know about the previous the school bus fires so far. And his question is, what will you do if it happens? And it's just, you know, it's a blank wall. So thank you very much for all that you do. And please emphasize the rolling crematoriums. Thank you.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, in layman's terms, what a particulate filter is and what it does when it regenerates, as they claim, is you're starting a chimney fire.
In your engine.
It's soot.
That makes
and
sense.
It's creosote. And it's all of these things built up. And you're basically going to ignite that on top of your engine, usually near a fuel tank. You're going to superheat the air around the filter. I mean, I've seen examples of this where it gets so hot that the platinum honeycomb inside of this thing liquefies and melts.
Yeah, and ruins the engine block.
It does all kinds of things. It's terrible on the equipment, but more is the safety feature. And your kids are riding to school every day with a firebomb strapped to the back of their bus.
Yep. And it looks like Fred Kelly Grant will actually be on Sovereign Minds at 10 o'clock.
Fantastic.
So you're going to learn a lot more about coordination and these carb filters and everything else, but you do have to keep listening.
Yeah, and pay attention.
Yes. Because everybody who has kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, cousins that go in school buses, rabble buses, any kind of a vehicle that is larger than an F-350.
Yeah, and they're going to be reducing that, too.
I know.
They're saying by 2020 they want zero emission vehicles.
What is a zero emission vehicle?
Zero
emission. I mean, Robert, you have emissions.
Okay, well, here's another perfect example of carb thinking.
Okay.
They want us to be reduced 80% of air pollution in California.
As the cities
That's
continue to grow?
That's physically impossible considering 30% of that pollution drifts over the ocean from China. We're only responsible for less than 70% of it ourselves. That's not including the pollution that drifts over from Mexico into the LA basin and things like that.
Well, don't you know there's a dome over California that protects our air?
Don't give them that idea. They'll be after that next.
Well, no, they wouldn't, because then they would resurrect the Star Wars dome thing that Reagan had back in the 80s. With that thought, we're going to have to leave you this week. Continue listening. Sovereign Minds is up next, and Fred Kelly Garrett with coordination and CARB and all that information is coming up at 10 o'clock. So Of course, you want to listen to them. But mm-hmm. we will be back next Sunday from 8 to 9, as always, here on KCNR 1460.
You mean we're not dead?
No, not yet.
All right.
Also, I'll go look in a mirror. But, yeah, this is the Jefferson State of Mind. Make it yours, Jeffersonians.
Have a good one, everybody.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Foul weather around Philadelphia has turned deadly this morning. Multi-car pileups and icy conditions on interstates have claimed at least two lives. State police in Delaware County say two people were killed in a crash involving multiple cars in the southbound lanes of Interstate 476. Another pileup involving more than 20 cars shut all lanes of Interstate 76 west of Philadelphia. The Republican Party is shifting its strategy when it comes to its national convention.
Several years ago, the Republican National Committee decided to hold its presidential nominating convention as late in the summer as possible. In recent election years, the conventions were held in late August and early September. But the GOP is making a shift to mid-summer, with the 2016 convention beginning July 18th. RNC Chairman Reince Priebus says the move will allow the party's presidential nominee to get earlier access to millions of general election dollars. Greg Clugston.